Okay,
I think
you go.
No, I think you
go.
You talk first.
Should I start?
You can start if you want. Okay. I mean, we need to start the podcast somewhere. So, like,
okay, ready?
No,
okay.
No.
Well, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
You
no.
start.
Happy birthday to your wife, Jim.
Yeah. My wife, Jen, turns 25 today.
Again.
Kind of a milestone birthday. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, we celebrated a little bit last night because we have everybody over on Mondays for like dinner and a movie. So we had a little bit of celebration. But
nice.
I got to tell you, I was a little disappointed because, you know, I'm frugal. Jen's frugal. We like to save money. And the Prime Day on Amazon, where I was going to get some gifts, isn't until today.
So you can't, unless you just want to buy something and show her your phone and say, this is what you're getting sometime before 10 o'clock tomorrow night.
Exactly. Actually, I did order something for her and I was hoping, like, I hate when Amazon does this. Sometimes they do the bait and switch.
Yeah.
Like, there was a couple of things I was going to get her. I can't say right now because she
might be listening.
Possibly listening. So, the difference between them was, several of them were going to come like Tuesday or Wednesday. One of them said, oh, yeah, it'll arrive Monday.
Mm.
And then, like what happens quite often,
yes,
you hit purchase and they go, great, it'll be there Wednesday.
I do that over and over. And it's like you're going, well, you say free 2-day delivery or whatever,
or
one day.
Based on that.
Yeah. And you say, okay. And then once you hit that final button to purchase it, it says, okay, we'll see you Thursday before midnight.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
But yeah, it's Prime Day.
But I'll be hitting up some deals for her for Prime Day.
Yeah.
Maybe some early Christmas stuff.
Yeah. And by the way, we hope we don't get too much trouble, you know, kind of making fun of Amazon with Prime Day with our sales department, because I guess they just bought some advertising.
Oh, wow.
And I think we have a commercial for Amazon Prime here now, don't we? Yes.
Welcome to Amazon Prime Big Deal Days. What makes this different from Amazon Prime Day? We only discount personal favorites of Jeff Bezos. That's right. Today and tomorrow only, get great deals on diamond spaceships, private island helipads, jetpacks made of T-Rex bone, Rolex.
Not Rolex the watch, Rolex, the whole company.
A Kraken.
We know, Krakens don't exist, but Jeff Bezos paid God to make one.
Amazon Prime Big Deal Days. Hurry, offers are only good while supplies last.
I can't wait to get my diamond spaceship. From the Eurostone Studios, we're excited because they're going to be coming in here later today to raise our countertops.
Yeah, we're putting in granite countertops. Mm-hmm. We redesigned the studio. They let us do it any way we want. And of course, we made it weird and wild, and it's going to be so cool. I mean, this is cool. They're going to do it
We picked our most expensive stuff because we're not paying for it.
I know.
Somebody else is fitting the bill.
Oh, man, it was so much fun. We got to pick out the color, you know, like which, you know, like pattern, like marble or whatever. And then the edges are not going to be smooth. But they're going to be just like slightly rough, like not where you'd like hurt yourself if you rubbed against it. But it's going to have like a nice textured feel to it.
We spent a whole day out feeling granite countertops.
It was kind of
a moving experience.
It was a sensory experience. So thank you, Ben at Eurostone, for just like giving us that that cool day. And today we get to see the fruits of our. Of our journey.
Your journey.
It's going to be a wonderful studio.
It's funny. Your journey is something they always bring up in a lot of reality shows. Yesterday, I was I grabbed a nap as soon as I got home. Then I woke up and my girlfriend Melissa had the TV on.
Yeah.
And she's going, hey, guess what? There's a new season of Love is Blind on.
Oh, yeah.
Where they have to go in the pods and get to know each other before they know each other in real life. And it's all very, and I said, I don't know. The last time we watched a season of this, I didn't have a job, so I had all day to watch it. But I don't know if I want to, you know, get involved with this again.
Invest your time.
So I sat down and watched like the first episode with her. And within a couple of minutes, I'm going like, oh, Brittany, she's very superficial. And she's not nearly as pretty as she thinks she is.
So
and like Hannah will never be happy because she keeps talking herself out of a relationship.
You're completely invested now.
And now there's a guy named Leo that is like inherited a lot of money, so he has money and he keeps talking about his Rolex and how much money he has.
Oh,
and
all that must stuff. Be obnoxious.
So they're not going to be happy. I hope they're not happy.
So you went from, I don't know, to
I'm totally in.
Super strong opinions about the thing you didn't care about.
Yeah.
that's how they suck you in.
That's one of the keys to happiness, though, is to have really strong opinions about things that don't matter.
You know, that's right. That could bring families and friends back together.
Back to the Woody and Jim Show on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.
Three things you want to know this morning.
Well, you know, Sean Diddy Combs accused of so many horrible things, and, you know, he's in jail. There is rumors now, and these aren't rumors, actually. These are, like, pretty investigated things, that there are certain celebrities that may have appeared at Diddy's parties where bad things happened that are paying off accusers to make the story not be public.
Right. And there's 120 accusers.
Right.
So,
and there's more coming in every day.
Yeah.
So celebrities, in order to not have their names anywhere near this thing, are paying off some of the people to stop with their allegations. Now, and these people have, I'm not implying anything here, but some of the famous people that have appeared at these parties, people like Leo DiCaprio, Ashton Kutcher, Paris Hilton, the Kardashians, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So, like, there is a lot of celebrities out there that maybe could be interested in keeping it quiet and also have the money to do it.
Yeah. Wow. We'll see how that shakes out. Hey, if you're looking for the safest city in America, well, look to Vermont. That's where it is.
Really?
South Burlington, Vermont. The least safe city in America
is
Memphis. Even above Detroit and New York City
and Chicago,
Philadelphia and Miami. It's like, you know, years ago I came up with a plan where I wanted to get, you know, 10,000 cans of spray paint and go around Memphis and change the state line so we give Memphis to Arkansas.
Yeah. Let's make a trade.
Yeah.
You know, do a sports thing. Like, okay, we'll give you
Memphis. You give us Little Rock, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, just give us like 2 weeks at a nice cabin in the Ozarks.
Yeah. We don't ask for much. Just take Memphis. Take it. Take it, please.
There you go. Free. The richest female celebrity is Taylor Swift.
Ah, what a surprise.
Yeah, I know. Shocker, shocker. But she has now surpassed Rihanna, who had a ton of money because she owns so many businesses on top of her music success. So she is, she's like a billion little stars floating.
She's doing okay,
She's doing good.
It was funny, last night she was there to support Travis Kelce in the Monday Night Football game.
That's right. And she just played last night.
Troy Aikman actually called her the Mrs.
Yeah.
When Travis Kelce caught a pass, go, well, the Mrs. likes that.
Ah, that's kind of funny.
95.1 in Murfreesboro. It's Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. Woody and Jim in the Morning from the Eurostone Studios. Hey, and we've got a winner of the ELO tickets.
Yeah, we've got Jerry on the line from here in Nashville. And now, Jerry, you were just explaining to me off the air that you can't use the tickets and you would like to give them out to the next caller because you were the legitimate winner of the tickets, but you would like to give them away to somebody else, but you would like to do something else. So tell Woody what you told me.
I want to stop by the studio and visit with you guys and bring you a cake.
A cake?
Isn't that nice?
That's very sweet of you.
It's kind of like a new housewarming present.
Yeah.
It is. I'm so excited that you guys are back on the air. I just recently called back up with you, and I'm just so excited. I've wanted to do it for a long time, and now I have my opportunity, and I'm so excited.
Well, cool. We can just make you part of the show. You can just hang out with us all day if you want.
That's right.
Not a problem.
Yeah, well, we're real excited because today they're starting the renovations and making us like a beautiful new studio from Eurostone.
Right.
And, you know, so once the dust clears and we've got it all set, we'll have you come in and we'll invite you in for cake.
Yeah, you can christen the new studio with cake.
That sounds absolutely amazing.
All right.
That would make our day. And it's so nice of you to offer the tickets to the next person that would like to call. So if you would like the tickets that Jerry legitimately won, but she's passing off to you, just give us a call on the Shinglesmith Roofing Hotline at 615-553-0933.
All right.
And Jerry, you hang on. We'll get some information from you, and we'll let you know when everything's... When we've got the place looking spiffy.
Yeah. It's like, we can't let you see how it looks now.
I know. You got to let us clean up first, like everybody.
People can't see how we really live.
Don't just drop into my house. Yeah. I got to do some emergency cleaning.
Of course, the Shinglesmith Roofing Hotline, 615-553-0933. You can win those tickets to ELO right now that Jerry is giving to you graciously. And also, we have Gender Wars coming up. It's not just Gender Wars today. It's Family Feud.
Woo!
As my son, Jeff, is going to take on his wife, Chris.
Fun.
And there's been trash talk all over Smyrna about this.
I love this.
So this is coming up in just about 10 minutes. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Of course, download the Totally Hits Nashville app, and you can listen from wherever you are in our Eurostone studios. We're excited we're having them come in today, from what we understand, to raise our countertops.
Basically, kind of like on TV, if you see whenever they change the set on a TV news station, that's kind of what they're doing for us.
Yes.
It's going to be really cool. And I know it doesn't make a difference, like, for what you hear, but we'll be even happier.
And really, won't that make you happy that we're happy?
And then it'll come across on the radio.
Yeah.
Here's something that didn't make anybody very happy. So last night I had a hockey game. And, you know, I just play rec league hockey with a bunch of people who just play for fun. One of the guys on my team who you actually, well, you might know of, his name is Alex Doherty, and he is the Predators beat writer for the Tennessean. So whenever there's a Nashville Predators story, he's the guy that writes them all, and he's a very good journalist.
They're cool.
And he's a really good player, too. And so we're getting ready for a game, and he comes into the locker room and he looks at me and he just goes, I don't know if I can do this. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
He goes, what?
Well, I just went in to use the bathroom before we go out on the ice.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like looking at you while I go to the bathroom. And then I walk in there and I see our billboard for the Woody and Jim Show. Totally Hits 93.3.
It's our over the urinal advertisement.
Yes.
Where was this?
This is at Ford Ice Center in Antioch.
Excellent.
Yes. So my whole team has
to
look at me while they pee. And they're all like, I don't know how I feel about this.
Now, the ones that the actual little boards we have over the urinals and in the stalls for the ladies' room, they actually move.
Well, this one, I think, is, well, you know, we don't have the greatest, fanciest bathroom. So this is like just a still photo.
Okay, those are probably the fancy Bridgestone Arena bathrooms.
Yeah. You go to some of the fancier places. Yeah. We move like the newspaper pictures in Harry Potter movies.
Exactly, yeah. So, you know, with Predators season getting underway very soon and everything, you know.
I know.
You're going to see us in the bathroom. So please.
At Bridgestone Arena, we are all over.
Take pictures and get them to us and put them up on our app.
Just try not to look too weird, like taking your phone out to take a picture in the bathroom.
Right. Yeah. Make sure you face forward.
But I was
supposed to side to side.
I was able to tease him even further because since he covers the Predators as his job,
right?
Not only does he have to like play recreational hockey and see my picture above the urinal, he's at Bridgestone Arena every day. Covering the team.
So
I'm everywhere.
Anytime he has to pee, he's going to get a face full of Jim.
Woody and Jim is living in his head rent-free.
We are ready now to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood.
Your friendly neighborhood shipping and printing center.
All right, we have a family affair going on here. Playing for the guys everywhere is my son, Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, Dad. How are you?
Welcome, Spawn of Woody.
Yes, Spawn. Very nice. And playing against Jeff will be his lovely wife, Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Okay, so now bragging rights for your household is up for grabs right now.
I love this. The stakes are personal.
Yeah. There's been some trash talking and trash texting going on back and forth.
All right, let's do our get acquainted question, and we'll start with you, Chris. Tell us about one of the happier days of your life.
I think it would have to be when my kids were born.
Yeah. What were they difficult?
In the background,
I can hear them. Were they long, difficult, you know, deliveries, or were they?
I mean, yeah, but it was worth it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You forget it the second they're there.
Yeah, Charlie and Ollie are awesome.
Jeff, what about you? Tell us one of the happier days of your life.
Well, it will probably be getting married to the female contestant of Gender Wars this morning, but today all bets are off.
Okay. I love the rooting section. The kids.
Gender Wars.
That's awesome. All right, let's get going. Here's your multiple choice questions to start.
All right, remember, you both have a screw you can use during the contest. If you can answer the question, you can force it on your mate. Here we go. Chris, multiple choice. In baseball, first, second, or third base, which base is nicknamed the hot corner?
Third base.
Third base, yes.
Good one. All right, Jeff, here you go. This one's designed for you. Multiple choice. Was Bayside High School, the setting of Glee, Saved by the Bell, or High School Musical?
That would be Saved by the Bell.
He says, knowingly. Right. Yes.
You guys are doing great.
1-1.
All right, Chris, people who work at Home Depot wear what color aprons?
Orange.
Orange.
Very good.
Okay. They're either working at Home Depot, picking up trash on the highway, or they're UT fans.
That's right.
Could be all of the above.
And they can also go out hunting with that same stuff. So really,
it's safety.
It's your color of Tennessee, no matter what you're doing.
All right, Jeff, here you go. Caitlin Clark is the WNBA Rookie of the Year. She plays for what WNBA team? We'll take either the place or the team name.
I believe that is the Indiana Fever.
Wow.
You are
good
correct.
Job.
All right. Okay. So far, you guys are perfection. It's 2-2.
Okay, Chris. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence have done how many Bad Boys movies?
Oh, God. Screw.
Okay, using the screw.
She's throwing it to her husband.
What do you think, Jeff? Martin Lawrence and Will Smith have done how many Bad Boys movies?
I believe they have done 3.
No. They've done 4.
Yeah.
4th one just came out not long ago.
And it's actually pretty good.
Oh, I wasn't counting that
It's
one.
Fun. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that means, Chris, you get a point, but you can still tie it up, Jeff.
All right, Jeff, here you go.
Okay.
Name one of the 7 dwarfs whose name doesn't end in a Y.
That would be Doc.
Doc!
Yeah!
We also take Bashful.
All right.
Okay, there we go. You guys are so evenly matched, and you got them all right.
I didn't need a screw.
He's trash-talking. She needed the crutch of a screw.
Oh.
But, well, we'll see who's crying in a minute when we settle this thing with the name that song. We do it with lyrics. You can have up to 5 lines of the song to try to name it. And Chris, we'll give you first shot. Up to 5. How many do you think you need to name it?
I'm going to go with 3.
3.
Okay, she starts pretty low in the medium area. Jeff, do you want to do it in less than 3?
No, let's let her do it.
All right,
Chris. Jim is going to recite 3 lines from a song. You'll have to give us the name of the song. Simple as that.
Okay.
Here they are. I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
What song is that?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes!
It is Bohemian Rhapsody!
Right now, Jeff is going, I should have gone with two.
No, wait, can I do it? I can do it in one.
With it, with a fun, I can go.
I can do it in none after I know the answer.
You guys are awesome. Chris, you do get a certificate of bragification that you can put in my son's face all the time, all
right?
That's
right. Yeah, take
awesome.
It.
Awesome. Thank you.
Take your certificate down to our Gender War sponsor, Going Postal in Brentwood, and make it into a like some kind of giant 14 foot by 18 foot sign that you can hang from the roof of your house.
Very nice.
Hanging in our bedroom.
You guys, yes! In the bedroom.
Yes! Okay, perfect.
Love you guys. Hope you have a great day and enjoy your fall break with having to entertain the kids all day.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks.
Good luck with that.
We play Gender Wars again tomorrow morning at 7:20 with Woody and Jim. 95.1 in Murfreesboro. It's Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. Woody and Jim in the morning on 93.3 FM. Well, if your future is not as bright as you would like, maybe we can change that mood right now.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood.
Maybe if you were one of the people that got caught up in the series Chimp Crazy that was on Max. Yes,
that Woody was wild.
We definitely watched it, and we cared about the chimps that were being held. And if
felt
you
bad for them.
Saw that show, you may have seen Project Chimps. They were one of the people that helped bring some of the chimps to a sanctuary. There is a place called Project Chimps that is just south of Chattanooga where at a certain point, 2015, I believe, they outlawed using chimps in like laboratories,
right?
To do testing,
testings like for cosmetic companies,
cosmetics,
and, stuff like
and all kinds of other things, and it was just horrible. Yeah. They lived in cages in labs, and so Project Chimps is where 95 of those chimps get to live a great life. Because they couldn't just go back to Africa. They wouldn't survive there.
Right, because they know just cages their whole life is really sad.
Yeah. So instead, they live in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains. And these are two of the caregivers talking about the rewarding parts of their job with these chimps.
I would say just to see them grow, especially because I know we're talking about Kabuli, but Leo has just changed so much since she's been in sanctuary. And just he has his own community now, and it's just so nice to see.
And watch their personalities change, because their personalities evolve a lot or come out a lot more once they've been here and they get comfortable and know where they are.
It's an amazing thing that they do there, and they are completely funded by donations. And if you would like to help them out, today just happens to be Giving Day for Apes worldwide. Nice. So this is the day they hope for donations. If you'd like to check out our Woody and Jim Facebook page or the 93.3 Totally Hits Facebook page, we've got a place there where you can see one of the chimps and you can donate a few bucks if you like to help give them this amazing chance to live out the best possible life for the rest of their lives.
No kidding.
They live a long time.
They do.
So they've got a lot of great stuff ahead of them.
Yeah. So
hopefully that changed your mood.
I don't mean to laugh, but the whole thing about animal testing, you know, like cosmetics companies testing on animals. I have a cousin in Indiana named Linda who actually told me, I don't think it's that bad.
She's for animal testing?
Well, In a minute, I'll explain what she thinks they do.
Okay. All right. She thinks it's not so bad, but she doesn't know.
She doesn't know what they're doing, but I'll give you her theory. Coming up in just minutes. Listen to us from anywhere with the Totally Hits Nashville app. Go to our website and download that thing right now. We were talking moments ago about saving chimps from laboratory experiments and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's all very noble and everything. I kind of have to admit that I'm a little worried about the gene pool I come from.
Okay, because?
I have a cousin, Linda, who lives in Indiana, and she has been watching the Chimp Crazy show, too.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, they're saving. Oh, okay, well, animal testing, with cosmetics companies, it's not that bad. I went, what?
Really?
No, because it's not just chimps. They experiment on
lots of animals.
Yeah, like rabbits and stuff like that.
Sure.
They do terrible, cruel things to them.
Yeah.
And, she had to sheepishly kind of admit, oh, I thought they just tested out the makeup on the animals. I mean, what? You think that they just get bunny rabbits and they give them long eyelashes?
They give them a makeover?
They get a glow up? He goes, yeah, I didn't think it was that bad. So immediately in your head, you're picturing a girl bunny with like long eyelashes and lipstick and, you know, mascara on, you know, looking like Lola Bunny from Space Jam.
A chimp with some like, you know, foundation and rouge. Maybe some blue eyeshadow. Yeah.
I wish that's all they were doing to the animals. That would be adorable. But no, they're doing terrible things and have to be stopped. But
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, luckily they're outlawing that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, they don't do it anymore. At least on chimps, thank God.
But if you have a pet rabbit and you want to put eyeshadow on them, I'm sure that's fine.
No, don't do that. It could get in their eyes.
That's true. And they might be made fun of by the other animals.
Yeah, they might be ostracized by all their animal friends.
Oh, God. Here's an interesting fact that one out of every five iPhone users look down on Android users.
I think that's low.
Think so?
I think it's even higher.
A lot of iPhone users are admitting that if they begrudgingly become friends with somebody who has an Android phone, they'll use a third-party messaging thing like WhatsApp so they don't have to see those green texts coming up.
I tell you, it's a problem. Both Woody, you and I have used both. We're back and forth. We've lived in both universes. We've walked in each other's shoes, the Android and iPhone people. And the condescension is real.
It is.
It's something you have to watch out for, iPhone people. Come on. There's nothing wrong with you. You could just don't look down on Android people.
And the Android people say, oh, yeah, that new update from Apple. Yeah, Android phones had those 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But now it's all of a sudden it's new because you have it now.
There's a little bit of that. It doesn't go just one way.
Yeah.
The Android people do have sometimes a little bit of a slap back.
So we are a divided nation. Please, can't we all just come together?
That's right.
Over whatever color your text bubble is.
Accept each other. Can we have a blind society in that regard? Yes. Now, Sean Diddy Combs is in jail for so many horrible, horrible crimes, and he is awaiting trial. But there is word that there are celebrities who have attended parties and events in which Diddy may have committed some of the crimes he's accused of, and these celebrities are secretly paying off the accusers so that the story about where they were at a party where this stuff might have happened goes away.
And there are like 120 accusers and more added every day.
At least, yes.
So, yeah, that's going to run into some money for these celebrities that want to keep everybody quiet.
Right. And, you know, they were there, apparently, and they have the kind of money where they could, you know, hand somebody a check and get out of it. So, I mean, it's kind of bad because you want to see justice for these people, but, you know, if they couldn't turn down a, you know, giant check from a celebrity.
Yeah, no kidding.
Who blame them?
Wow. Hey, Tetris. We all have played Tetris at time to time. There's a 16-year-old in Oklahoma named Michael who has beaten Tetris, got all the way to the end. Apparently, the game never really stops. It just freezes up after you reach a certain point.
Wow.
But I guess he used a special crash-resistant version of the game. And he was able to go through like 157 levels.
Wow.
And got all the way to the end where it actually does a rebirth, where it goes back to the very beginning again. So he got all the way through it to the end.
He's the only one who's ever done that in the world.
And he said afterwards that he doesn't want to ever play that game again.
Well, I made that pledge too.
Yeah.
Because I was so into it when it first came out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 30 years ago.
You would try, you know, you're on the Game Boy playing Tetris, and then you try to go to sleep, and you're seeing those tiles falling down as you're trying to close your
eyes. Yeah, they haunted me. Yeah. I get it.
So he's never wanted to play again.
Well, good for you. That guy.
There's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM.
Last week, we were talking about my wife and I's like going through the pantry every hour looking for snacks because we didn't have anything in the house.
Right. And so you were kind of desperately going through things in your cupboard to see if there was something snackable.
Yeah. Seeing if something appeared since the last time we checked and it didn't.
Just like a dog checking his dog bowl over and over again. Exactly. Maybe I missed a molecule of food here.
Yeah. So, I mean, my wife and I have been laughing about that because like we're too cheap to spend like the $3,500 to get like a McDonald's delivered through DoorDash or something, you know.
It is a little pricey.
You really want a snack.
Yeah.
And so we're like, okay, but what do we have? We have something. And so we were just kidding. We like admitted to ourselves that these are the things that we've done privately when we really wanted a snack of some sort or some kind of food that fulfills a craving when we really didn't have a whole lot in the house.
So, looking for a snack, but you say, well, I can't find anything I really want, but this will do.
Yes.
For now.
Here's how low our standards went.
Okay.
So my wife, Jen, admits that we have, like, from Thanksgiving, it's like a bag full of, like, dried breadcrumbs that you would use for stuffing.
Yeah.
So they're dried, they're croutons, basically,
right? Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Well, she said she would take them and put them in her mouth, and then, like, as the flavor, the salts and stuff would come, like, she would start salivating, and that would moisten them and make, like, its own gravy.
Oh, my God, it's another parallel to dog food.
It really is.
It makes its own gravy in your mouth.
In your mouth. And I was like, oh
my God,
that's good.
That's desperation.
Yeah, I have eaten dry pasta like a couple of times. But the one thing that this kind of impressed her, because I said one time I was so lazy, I heated up water in a mug in a microwave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it was like really hot. And we had like half like a bouillon cube. You know, that you'd use to like make like broth.
To make water beef flavored.
Yeah, yes. This is chicken.
Okay.
It was half chicken. A chicken bouillon cube that I then put in there, mixed it up, and then I'm like, I taste it, I'm like, oh, this is so boring. And I'm like, well, let's make it Mexican. And then I pulled out of the drawer Taco Bell hot sauce packet.
Yeah.
Put like half of that in there and it made it Mexican soup.
See, now you should have got together with your wife's croutons. You could have had quite a feast.
We should start a cookbook, you know, for people who don't have groceries in the house and are too cheap to pay for, you know, Uber Eats. These are the things we've admitted to doing. Because, there's just sometimes like, oh, my God, for some reason, all of a sudden, I'm so hungry. We have nothing.
Have you ever had a desperation snack like that? Go to our app, the Totally Hits Nashville app. You can leave us a message right there or a voicemail.
Yeah.
And you can tell us, what have you, out of desperation, what have you eaten? All right, it's a wrap. What are we doing the rest of the day?
I have a quarterly board meeting for the volunteer work that I do.
Oh.
Yeah. I know. But then after that, we're celebrating my wife's birthday.
Oh, cool.
And you know, there will be cake.
All right. Cake. I love cake. I'm doing something equal as exciting. I'm going to a lawyer's office this afternoon to take care of some financial issues.
We are so excited.
I know. Life in the fast lane, baby.